Tenant can explain a little bit the process, how to get his permit. You know, how you can go outside or go real quick. So the town. And technically, the town's been put on notice to issue the permit as of today, too. Yep.
Should I have to reapply?
No.
I'll send you a letter.
Wait for them to send me a letter.
I'll send you a letter.
Yep.
But they can issue in the meantime.
They can.
I don't know what their procedure is if you wait for the letter.
A lot of towns don't, some they can.
Yeah, no, we'll have to wait for the letter and then contact the chief's office and they'll go for it. All right, okay?
So I'll probably send out the letter tomorrow.
You're Nancy.
Yeah, that's Nancy.
Keep talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. That is the Nancy.
The Nancy. So, case number 8, 23-316P. Is this automatic?
No.
Not automatic?
No.
You were here before I was sworn in?
Yes, I was, sir.
State your name again.
Okay, I'm Detective Lieutenant Ethan Mabel from the Danbury Police Department, Representative Chief Rittenhour.
Brief statement of your case?
Sure. Mr. Cerrone was denied a pistol permit.
The appellant.
I'm sorry.
No.
He goes first.
Right, but he already did his, I'm sorry.
No, he didn't do his opening yet.
Right.
Yeah, go.
All right.
Oh, I thought he was done with his opening.
Good morning.
I'm trying to read ahead here.
Quiet down, Adam.
The Chief Rittenhour denied the appellant his temporary pistol permit for the following reasons. On his application, he answered no to the question of whether or not you have been arrested or convicted of any crime in any jurisdiction. Danbury police records show he was arrested in 1982 and charged with 3 counts of burglary third, 2 counts of varsity first, and 1 count of varsity second. He was subsequently convicted of 3 counts of criminal trespass first. He was given a 1-year suspended prison sentence and 18 months of probation. And he failed to disclose the situation in his application.
No.
Sorry.
That's all right.
On paperwork.
That's okay. Do you have a brief opening statement you'd like to make, sir?
Morning. The one thing that I'd like to say is that I wasn't even aware of these charges because the crime that was committed, I wasn't there. I knew nothing about it, and I was asked to go to the police station, went with my father.
This is just a brief opening statement. You can present this once your turn to your case.
Okay. Well, just to get to the end, I went to a judge. And the judge said, I don't want to see you get in any trouble for a year, and there won't be any charges. And for my 3/4 of my life, any time I fill out an application, have you ever been arrested? I wrote no. I even took the state police test and passed and went to the evaluation and the interview process. I declined the job. But, for 40-something years, I had no clue that this was even on my record till I got the statement in the mail for the denial.
Thank you.
Would you like to present the case?
Sure. So, in late 1981, when this investigation was going on, were you ever interviewed by any detectives?
Well, I spoke to people at the police station. I don't know if they were detectives.
Okay.
I guess they knew.
Okay. Did you have to go to the courthouse?
I went to the court once.
Just once out of all the entire case.
Yeah. I was told don't get in trouble again or don't be involved with those people, and I have not done it.
Okay. Did you have to go before a judge?
Yeah, there was a judge. There was no jury or anything. We stood up in court and they called my name and the judge said don't get in trouble for a year, and it'll be erased.
Essentially an arraignment, okay.
And as far as I knew, it was all over. We didn't pay a fine, I didn't do anything. Apparently the lawyer did a bad job because I wasn't aware of this at all.
So So when you filled out your application for a permit, you didn't remember any of this?
Well, I didn't, as far as I knew, I was never arrested. They discussed simple trespass, because it was something I was never present. I was never there. I didn't commit the crime. I don't know who was there.
Sir, during the course of this case, you said you had to go to both the police station and to the courthouse.
They called and asked if I'd come to the police station, and I went willingly.
Okay, so how did you go from the police station to the courthouse on the same day?
No. No, we got called to court somewhere down the road.
Okay. That's all I have.
I was, can I say one more thing?
In a minute. No other questions?
No.
Questions from the board?
Just, how do you disclose this? Would this been a still suitability issue? How do you disclose the arrest and convictions on this application?
I'm not sure.
So, I guess, I'm not sure how the inquiry works. Like, who processes the...
It's someone in our records division does the background.
Okay, so...
And it's presented to the chief.
Okay, so...
And then when the appeal comes, that's me.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so all ultimate decisions, like, so...
Would you like to put your case on, make your argument?
Oh, well, one thing I was going to say is this is more about my integrity than the permit itself. When I got the paperwork saying that I was denied, I was wondering why, and then when I saw it said I lied, I thought, like, I didn't lie. Why would I lie? And then I read the report that came back, and I almost fell over because I wasn't aware of any of that.
But you were aware you went to court.
Yes, but I didn't commit a crime. They told me they were charging me with simple trespass. This is 40-something years ago. I was 20, 21, I don't know. But people that I was acquainted with committed a crime, and they called me in for questioning, and I told them the truth, and that was it. I wasn't there. I didn't know about it, and that's. I mean, they thought they were mad at me. They smashed my car up and whatever, but I don't know what else to tell you other than I wasn't aware of these charges. I wouldn't knowingly lie on anything. And I went and took the state police test, and I'm sure it was on there, and I didn't lie. I said no. So I don't know what else to say.
Do you have any questions for the appellant?
Not anymore.
Questions from the board? Detective?
When did you take the state police test?
Probably 20 years ago. It was right before... They ended up, they were hiring, they were a shortage of people.
Give me a rough shot of a date.
God, I don't know. 2002, maybe?
Okay. These were connected to your fingerprints, first and foremost. Secondly, 1982, these would be records that would have not been automated at that time and would be batched in by the state police in groups. So it may have taken time for the 1982 arrest to be put into the system to be automated, connected to your fingerprints. Mm-hmm. So yes, there is a chance that when you applied for the state police, it did not appear on your record, but it appeared on your record at a later point. So if that makes any sense to you, that's the best way I can explain it to you.
Okay. Well, my point is that I would never knowingly lie about anything, and I wasn't even aware about any of this until I got this. I had no idea, honestly.
But you do remember at some point being taken into Danbury Police Department?
Yeah, I walked in.
And fingerprinted?
Yes.
Photographed?
I guess, maybe.
Given a court date?
I guess. Okay. Well, we went to court, so I guess they called us.
Okay. Back to you.
From what we've got in our packet, this incident in 1982 involved some heaters stolen from a trailer.
Correct.
What do you know about that?
I worked there.
You worked where?
At the place where it was, where the crime was committed.
Okay, and...
I was an employee there.
Okay, and fill in a little details as best you can remember. What happened here?
Well, people that I knew, there were some people that I knew that were discussing doing something. Mm-hmm. And one night at a bar, there was talks about doing something there. But I had nothing to do with it. I was aware that they were discussing it, but that was as far as I knew. And then somewhere down the road, they committed the crime.
Did you help them in any way?
No.
Did you talk about, like, helping to plan this in any way?
No. Nope.
So you had absolutely no involvement in the theft?
None.
But you were convicted?
And I went to the, I told the officers, I ended up telling them who was there, mm-hmm. who I thought was there. Mm-hmm. There was multiple people involved, mm-hmm. which have since passed, some of them have passed away, I believe.
Were you ever at the trailer?
When?
At any time, because you were convicted.
Well, I worked at that place.
Okay, because you're convicted of criminal trespass, meaning that you did something to be on the premises that you shouldn't have been.
No, I was not there.
That may not be unusual if it's a plea bargain.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Right. They just come up with a charge.
Okay.
Doesn't mean he necessarily was, you know, right. Just a guess from 1982.
Right. And also, on the plus side of this thing, I notice in the file there that you are a first responder in the fire department.
Yes,
or were,
50
are.
Years.
Yeah, and you were a fire chief.
Correct, three
okay.
times.
And you're currently still a firefighter.
Yes.
Okay, thank
also
you.
Also Fairfield County Fire Chief's sure. coordinator.
Okay, good, thank you.
That's okay. I have a question for the issuing authority. Is the only reason he was denied is for failure to accurately answer the application? That's what the letter. That's what the letter says.
Yes.
Which is much better than the last letter.
Actually. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Unless there's more that's not there. So, all right. So it's just failure to answer the correctly. And now you've heard him today. Do you? I'm assuming you didn't call him in and ask him before the hearing. Why did you answer no to this when you have this conviction?
No, I did not.
No. That's always a good idea. Okay. Because maybe you wouldn't be here. Maybe you'd believe him. Maybe not. But
then my other question. He doesn't. The detective doesn't actually process this. Goes a record straight to the chief.
Well, I know. I'm talking for the whole
yeah.
process. So you just understand what the board is looking for.
The Danbury would have an interview would be
yeah,
helpful.
It's always helpful when there's a discrepancy on the application to talk to the person.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there's a good reason, sometimes not. Sometimes it makes the case stronger, sometimes it makes it weaker, and you could avoid the whole thing. So, all right, so we're only here about failing to answer the application correctly, right? Not the
yes.
nature of the circumstances of the incident.
I don't believe so. Okay. It's more than failure to disclose.
All right, that's what the letter says. I just want to make sure.
Other comments from the board? Colonel Overturf?
So this is a denial by Danbury. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant's failure to disclose several arrests and convictions from a 1982 case in Danbury. Since then, the appellant has, I don't know if it was from Danbury actually, an arrest, well, this is in Danbury. So 1982 arrests and convictions for criminal trespass in 1982, which is 42 plus years ago, I believe.
Any other comments from the board? Time for a vote. Attorney Sanity?
Appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant, and thank you for your service.
Colonel Overton?
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Chief of Rosenzweig?
Appellant.
Detective?
Appellant.
Why am I
detective.
Stuck on your name?
Yeah, we got the first name stuck.
And you get Rosenzweig correct.
Yeah, you get Rosenzweig. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
The chair votes for appellant also.
Thank you, guys.
You got it.
Thank you.